Many years ago, there was a big tzaddik, and his name was Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Who here heard of Reb Chaim Volozhiner? Raise your hand. Okay, so many of you heard of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was a tremendous tzaddik, a tremendous talmid chacham, and he was a talmid, he was a student of, who knows? The great Vilna Gaon is correct. He was a student of the Vilna Gaon. Now, one Purim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, as he did every year, was sitting in his house, and he was saying over Divrei Torah, and people were coming in to say, to give Shalach Manas, and to wish him well, and to get brachas from him. And in walks, over the course of the day, many times there were poor people that came into his house to ask him for some money. And he had money to distribute to the Evyonim, to the poor people. And they used to come and ask. Now one fellow, one poor person who came in, was very, very chutzpedik. You know what chutzpedik means?
Yeah.
Why was he chutzpedik? Not that he said something chutzpedik, chas v'shalom, to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. But he came in and he asked for a donation. And then he went, and he came in a second time. He waited in line a second time. And he came in and again he asked for a donation.
He's chutzpedik.
Did he get more money?
Now, this was not an honest thing to do. Well, I don't know if it was dishonest, but it certainly wasn't a nice thing to do. And the people that were sitting there around the Chaim Volozhiner were saying to the Rebbe, Rebbe, this man was here already. This is not a nice thing to do. Just send him away. You already gave him an adava. You already gave him a donation. And so Reb Chaim Volozhiner was listening to all these people say, send him away, send him away, send him away. But instead, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, allow him to come in and to get a donation. Now you know on Purim there's a very special halacha. During the rest of the year, when someone comes to ask you for a donation, you're allowed to check to see if the person is honest. You can call up other people who know him, and so on. On Purim, if a poor person comes to you and asks you for money, you don't have to check if the person is honest and if he really needs it. That's called Kol HaPoishet Yad Naisim. Anybody who sticks out a hand, you give him. And by the way, we know that however we act, that's the way Hashem acts to us. Is that correct? Who knows what that's called? The way we act, that's the way Hashem acts to us. Who knows what that's called? Mida? Keneged Mida is correct. That is correct. Now listen carefully. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, you know, today is a day of Purim. It's a very special day. It's a special day to give out things to people. Whoever asks, they get. And that's why on Purim, it's a very special day to what? To daven. Because anybody who asks Hashem, Hashem gives. Remember on Sunday to make use of the time to daven, because it's a very, very special day to daven. But listen here very carefully to this story, boys. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, let this man come in. Let this man come in. And we'll give him another donation. The man came and he sat down and he asked for a donation. Reb Chaim Volozhiner gave him another donation. And then he said to the man, tell me a vart on Purim. What does a vart mean?
A dvar
Torah. Tell me something about Purim. And so the man said like this. Are you ready? He said like this. He said, you know, there's a famous medrash, famous chazal. Chazal say, the chachamim tell us, that Mordechai was very, very worried when he heard about the decree on the Jewish people. Because he was very worried because he knew that when Hashem makes a decree, there's two ways to make it, to seal the decree. Either Hashem seals it in clay, or chas v'shalom, He seals it with blood. If Hashem seals it in clay, then it could be undone. That gezerah, that decree could be undone. But if Hashem seals it in blood, it means He wants it to happen no matter what, and there's no way to undo that decree. And Mordechai was very worried. Mordechai HaTzadik was very worried that this decree was made in blood. Chazal tell us that someone special came to tell Mordechai that it was only sealed in clay. Who knows who that very special person was? Yes, Akiva. Eliyahu HaNavi is correct. Eliyahu HaNavi came. Who knows another name for Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu
HaTishbi.
Eliyahu HaTishbi. So Eliyahu HaNavi came to tell Mordechai HaTzadik that it wasn't sealed in blood. It was actually sealed in clay. And therefore, if they do tshuva quickly, they could have the decree turned around, which is what happened, Baruch Hashem. Now, yesterday, all of those of you who were able to say slichus, does anybody know what slichus is? Special things we say on special days, like a tainus on a fast day. And yesterday, we said the words in slichus, are you ready? That when the decree happened, Tishbi sum azer sak b'masnav tachbeishes. Tishbi means Eliyahu HaNavi. He put on sackcloth and he started to cry. He ran to the avos in the Machpelah, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he told them, "Get up and daven for the Jewish people. They're about to be exterminated." He went and he woke up Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, "Get up and call out to Hashem. Maybe He'll rescind the decree. Maybe He'll reverse the decree." Now listen to these words. Amazing. One line. Chosam tit asher nasa lebilshan siper. A seal made out of clay, he told Bilshan, which is Mordechai, he told over to Mordechai that the seal of the decree is only clay. We said it yesterday in the Slichas. This is what Tishbi, what Eliyahu HaNavi told Mordechai. Don't worry so much. You'll have to go out there and work hard and do tshuva, but it's possible to undo the decree. This is the Chazal. This is what the Chachamim tell us about the story of Purim. So back to our story with Rav Chaim Volozhiner. There was this poor person sitting there, and he told this over to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and then he said the following thing to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner was very surprised. He said, "Rav Chaim, where in the Megillah is there a hint to this story that Mordechai thought it was out of blood, and Eliyahu HaNavi came and said that it's only out of clay?" Are you ready?
Oh, I know.
There should be no talking now. And this is what this man said. Listen to this unbelievable story. He said, when Haman suggested to Ahasuerus that he make a decree against the Jewish people, he said these words. Are you ready? Yikasev, it shall be written, le'abdam. To
what?
Ibud is to destroy them, to make them lost, to make them lost forever. To destroy them. The word le'abdam could be split up into two words, and instead of saying le'abdam, it could really say loy bedam. Who here can tell me what the words loy bedam means? Yes, Naftali. Not in blood. It shall be written not in blood, which is really clay. Rav Chaim Volozhiner heard this. He said, "Wow, what a hint to this Chazal. What a hint to this Medrash in the Megillah." He was astounded. So he quickly went to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, and he told him over what was said by this poor person that wasn't so nice, that came back a second time. And you know what the Vilna Gaon said? Listen to this. This is amazing. The Vilna Gaon said, the same Eliyahu HaNavi that came to Mordechai to tell him this secret is the same Eliyahu HaNavi that came to tell you this Dvar Torah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner couldn't believe his ears. The poor person that was sitting in front of me was who? None other than Eliyahu HaNavi, dressed up as a poor person, and he came to me to see. Imagine, I would have turned Eliyahu HaNavi back. I would have said, "No, you can't come a second time. It's not nice what you're doing to come back a second time and ask me for another donation. You got already. I'm not giving you another one." Imagine he would have done that. he would not have had this special opportunity to meet Eliyahu HaNavi again and to hear this precious Dvar Torah. Now we, us people, most of us, if not all of us, we're not Zeicha. We don't merit to see Eliyahu HaNavi on a daily basis. As far as we know, we don't see Eliyahu HaNavi. We know of people, perhaps. I met a person who, I have a strong suspicion, saw Eliyahu HaNavi. We know that there are people in the previous generation that had what's called Gilui Eliyahu. Okay? And I'll tell you a very, very quick story. Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan was a big tzaddik, and Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan's wife was very sick. And he didn't know what to do. And one day there was a knock on the door. And a man came in and he said, if your wife is sick, this is what you should do. Take this vegetable, and take this fruit, and take this spice, and take this, and cook it up like this for 20 minutes, and then add this, and take the juice from that mixture that you cooked up, and give it to your wife to drink, and she'll be all better. And you know what?
It worked.
And he didn't say anything to anybody. And one day he went to a Hasidic Rebbe, to a big Rebbe, and he went to go speak to this Rebbe. And he said to the Rebbe, please give me a bracha. It was a chashev Rebbe, chashev person, a very important and special person. He said, please give me a bracha. You hear this story? Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan. He said to the Rebbe, please give me a bracha. He himself was a big tzaddik. He was asking the other tzaddik for a bracha. So you know what the tzaddik said to him? He said, someone who was able to see Eliyahu HaNavi is asking me for a bracha? The tzaddik knew that this story happened. We don't know how the tzaddik knew. But the tzaddik knew that it happened, and the tzaddik was telling Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan that person who came to give him the special recipe was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. You know what Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan said back to this tzaddik? Such a beautiful story. He said, anybody who, I know that I didn't tell this story to anybody. Anybody who knows that I saw Eliyahu HaNavi must be so great, he's much greater even than me. And even though I may have seen Eliyahu HaNavi, I want a bracha from somebody like you. Just because you know that I had Gilui Eliyahu is in itself a sign of how great you are. So this is a beautiful, beautiful story about Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And the reason why it's so special is because we don't merit to see Eliyahu HaNavi. We don't merit to hear these kind of Divrei Torah straight from Eliyahu HaNavi. But being that Rav Chaim Volozhiner told this over to somebody else, we today could hear this beautiful, beautiful remez, this beautiful hint in the Megillah. We have two raffle prizes. And then, everybody who ate mezonah should make an alamichya. Here we go.